Good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscott here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. We are releasing a prophetic dream this week. Now I'm going to give you insight of the importance of obeying prophetic words over your life. That's to heed the instruction the Lord's given you. I'm going to give you some keys, some instruction on how to obey and why we obey. All right, let's listen in.
Darkness, you shine. Out of the ashes, we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer.
The beauty of describing our God, it's endless. The many names of God, the many attributes of God, it just never ends. That's the beauty of a relationship with the creator of the universe. Well, I welcome you again. It's Wednesday. It is the 16th day of August, 2023. We started this week with a dream out of Proverbs 8:33. Heed my instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. That was a dream. The Lord audibly came to me in a dream and pointed his finger at my scripture and gave it to me. So if you missed the last 2 days, you're going to have to catch up. I want to build now on heeding that instruction. Let's focus on that. Shema, hear, instruction, correction, whatever the Lord's doing, whatever he said, the directives we're supposed to be taking. They're always for our protection. They're always for our good. They're always to prosper us and to give us a hope. That's what they're for. They're not there to tear us down, beat us down, punish us. That's not the ways of God. That's not the statutes of God. That's not how he functions. Now, he will discipline. He will, in a sense, chastise us, but it's always for our good. Always. He's not like humans. Where we don't always do it for people's good or for our good. He does. He's a good God, and we want to honor that. Well, I want to build on that, the importance of obeying prophetic words of your life or heeding instructions, things he's told you to do, things he's told you to work on in your life, the importance of those, because if we're going through the storms, which we are, you need tools. You need ability on how to navigate through that. So hearing the voice of God and obeying it is critical. Now, I talked a little bit about it last week, and I'm laying the precepts down. To obey in the Hebrew, especially in the Old Testament, because that's where most of the scriptures say, obey my commands, obey my statutes, etc. There is no English word for obey really that translates it properly. This is what I've studied through some Hebrew studies. The word is, rather than, is to understand. So to obey is to understand. And understanding makes it so much easier to obey, doesn't it? Not that you have to have every detail and understand why he's asking you to do that, but you understand his statutes, his ways, his precepts. So in the middle of those, you go, okay, I don't like this moment. God's asked me to do this, but I understand his precepts. I understand that he has something greater for me in the midst of all this that we're going through. And we have to understand that. As we move in this next season, understanding that he does this for our good. And we have to have that heart that it says in Psalms 119:95, it says, the wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I shall diligently consider your testimonies or your ways. So your ways is, even though they want to destroy us, his ways is, vengeance is his. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, right? He does that as a gift to us. Isaiah 54 talks about that, Isaiah 54, 5 and 55, and there it talks about it's a gift to us that he brings vengeance on the tongues that accuse us. Because it's part of our inheritance as his kids, okay? All right, so let's get to this point here about the truths in the Word of God about obeying. Look, we want God's best, and I want God's best for you. And we've done this in an appropriate way if we've done this appropriate way, we will walk in his best. Don't you want that? If you want God's best, do this, do that, and so on, we say. And so there are steps that you can do that you can have his best. Don't settle for anything less. That's a decision. I've heard this from people before. Well, we had a good run at it. I'm kind of shutting her down. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to keep working on it. We prospered some. No, don't prosper some. Prosper in all that he said you could have. So let's walk through this here today, probably tomorrow too, on the importance of obeying prophetic words of your life or heeding instruction, which is the Proverbs 8:33 scripture. Okay, so we want his best. That's the first thing. You've got to desire the best from God. And if you want God's best, another thing is you focus on Jesus. Never take your eyes off of him. He's the beginning and the ending. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And we talked about this yesterday. If you're going to heed instruction, you've got to look to what he did on the cross, how he took your crimes, and how he disciplined the enemy who wanted to use your crimes to destroy you and condemn you. And he disciplined the enemy and said, yes, they did wrong, but I forgive them, and it is removed from them, and they can be healed by my stripes. Okay, so he's the author and finisher. Another thing, if you want God's best, you need to meditate on his word. That's a key to true blessing and prosperity. Because the statutes, the ways of God, the precepts of God are in his word. And not only in his written word, but in the revelation of his word. And I always say this, remembering what he's done for you. Meditate on those, on your prosperities, your successes along the way. I've shared this before. I've journaled and I write my prayer requests down and then special needs. And then I put a date on it when I started asking, fasted, prayed, did whatever I needed to do, obeyed everything that God told me to do. And then when they're answered, I put off to the side the date that they were answered. You know, guess what? Okay, so that's a nice little act to do. Amen. I'm not building myself up. A lot of people do that. But then when I'm in a bad place and it's difficulty and I wonder, am I going to make it? I pull those notes out and see the list of things that I cried out to God for. He taught me his ways. And then I see the date he did it. And that's the key. Meditating on his prosperity, his successes that he gave me. And then another thing is you need to do is make friends with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's not some abstract entity. He's the administrator of God's kingdom and all the prosperity of God's kingdom. And only as we relate to him can we truly enter into our inheritance and become mature sons of God. And we want to move to that. So today we want to focus on that hearing, which we've done, Shema, that's that heed or listen to his instruction, and then obey, which is that's wisdom as we walk in it. Do not neglect it, the scripture says. So if you want God's best, learn to hear and obey or understand. Remember, understand why he's telling you this. Again, he's got a great plan for you. If you don't understand that, if you think he's just this overbearing entity that just wants you to be a robot and do what he tells you to do, you do not have an understanding. That is not true obedience. That is legalism. You're doing it because you have to. Man, it's the right thing to do. No, you do it because you have understanding. God's got something great for you. He has a great plan for you. So we want to walk in that. And we need to emphasize something here. It's not something that comes to each one of us naturally. That's the old, in a sense, the old Adamic nature, you know, the Adam's nature. You know, we're born deaf to the voice of God. That's that lower nature. It's not natural for the old Adam, the old carnal nature guy or woman, to hear God's voice. It's something that has to be learned. It's something that you cultivate. You cultivate it with care. When I teach my prophetic classes and when I travel and do my schools and stuff, one of the things I do is I teach about expectancy and have an expectancy that God wants to speak to you. And when you cultivate that in your soul realm, your mind, your will, your emotions, then you start having an atmosphere that attracts the voice of God to your hearing, because you have built something, a culture in your own life that you believe God's going to speak. It can't be, well, I wonder if he will. I hope he will. I need to get to a prophet. Maybe I can get somebody that can speak in my, I'll scour the internet to see if somebody's saying something. No, I'm not saying that's wrong to seek, you know, to hear other people's words, but why not get in a place where you can hear that if you want God's best, you're going to have to cultivate this area of your life. Now, there's so many voices that are just blasting us. They crowd in upon us. They come everywhere, and they demand our attention. Crises demand our attention. And yet, in the midst of it all, there's that still, small voice of God, which is full of unending wisdom, unending authority, and which is key to our peace and our well-being, that we walk in the tranquility of heaven. If we don't have that, then we're not going to make it. As I've been sharing this last couple of weeks of the tragedy we went through in our family, I'm telling you, that endless wisdom, that endless authority was there for us. And it was key to our well-being. The fact that we're standing and we're moving forward and we're progressing and we're not shutting down is only because of his wisdom and his authority, not mine. In myself, we would collapse, self-pity, blame, whatever. You know, we'd go down those roads. But because of him, and we've cultivated, we're trying to cultivate, continue to cultivate that atmosphere that God's going to speak to us during the midst of this. And I quoted this Psalms 119:71. He gave me this in the middle of this battle. It is good for me, the writer says, that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. So in affliction, you learn God's ways. Okay, God, you got something better and bigger. Even though the pain is tremendous, you do. And this is a motivation in Scripture that you cultivate. You build that ability to hear God's voice. And our relationship and the success we can have with our relationship and our walk with God literally depends upon that very thing, hearing his voice, hearing the voice of God. And for our ministry here at CCS and all that we do, that is, if I could say there's one resounding theme, is to teach people to hear God's voice. As a leader, personally, it helps me work with people, because if I'm the hearer, then they're not cultivating an atmosphere. And therefore, if I'm not there, are people like me, prophetic people, then they don't know how to function through a storm, through a life. Their answer is a POD, profit on demand. You know, I'm going to call them. I'm paying my tithes. That's my streaming service. I'm streaming to my prophet so I can get a word. Or what should I do here? What should I do there? There are times I was praying for somebody recently as I was traveling, and they needed direction on a job. They had three opportunities, and I didn't hear which one to take. I had some concepts that I gave them. They would not let me stop praying for them. They wanted me to tell them which job to take. Well, okay, let's say I did hear it. Okay, their faith would not be in what they heard from the Lord. Their faith would be in what I heard from the Lord. And if it didn't work out for whatever, maybe they were disobedient. They did something wrong in their job and they lost it. They wouldn't blame themselves. They'd blame me. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? So that's why God didn't tell me which one. He wanted them to hear it. And here's some examples in Scripture. About receiving from God health and healing without any question. The Scripture makes it clear that the key ability to hear God's voice, this is brought to us in Exodus 15:26, where Moses is speaking to children of Israel, and he says this: if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord, your God, the Hebrew says, if hearing you hear the voice of the Lord, your God, that's a Hebrewism in its very emphatic form. If you listen with the most tremendous care or to the voice of the Lord your God, that's what that means, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you that I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Woohoo! Lord, thank you for that promise. That, Lord, if we do what that scripture says right there, Lord, if we listen with the most tremendous care to your voice, you're going to make sure that we don't have to come under the curse or under the judgments that others do. Father, I pray that for everybody that's listening today, that they be strengthened with this word, Lord, and obey and understand why you're asking them to do what you do. And we will navigate through these storms. In the name of Yeshua. All right, let's come back tomorrow. Well, thanks again for listening here on our platforms, whatever platform you're on, iTunes, whether you're on Facebook, whatever platform you're listening to us on, whatever, Podbean, Apple, thank you. Again, please share with your friends. We want to grow this audience. We want to help people navigate like these prophetic words we give each and every day of how to navigate through the difficult seasons we're in. This is a critical hour in the church, and God wants us to be equipped and not caught off guard by what's happening. And we try to help you through these platforms. Go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, and you can read all about our ministry if you don't know. And also, you can give there on our app. Thanks again for each and every one, and we love you. We'll see you tomorrow.